My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right, don't shoot the messenger here with this confession. I don't think there's any way Joe Mixon is playing on Sunday. And there's a reason for that.
Because he's not practicing.
Well, that's a big part of it. Okay. If you're just looking on the surface, but I think it's been pretty much guaranteed to us overnight. So I occasionally dabble in the gambling arts.
Oh,
and not like Sean or Tyler or anything. Just occasionally, maybe
not like degenerates or anything.
You know, a couple times a month if I'm watching.
Not
a game.
An alcoholic.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a gambling.
I just drink sometimes.
Addicted, exactly. Just
7 days a week.
I can quit.
I just gamble socially.
I can quit anytime I want. So
I'm a social gambler.
The line on this game yesterday morning. Was 3.5 points. Texans favored by 3.5.
Cool. On the road?
On the road.
Excellent.
The line right now? 2. Vegas always knows. Vegas always, always.
Unless they pull a Kyle Shanahan.
Well, I mean, they dropped 1.5 overnight.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that, people. Joe Mixon ain't playing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair point to make.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing I was struggling with was I was already kind of trying to be in the place of that probably wasn't going to happen anyways. All right, I got to confess. I think we got to pare back the City Edition thing when it comes to these uniforms.
Yeah.
I understand.
Not a big fan of those new Rocket City Editions?
No, not really. it's fine, right? And that's what I think a lot of the City Editions, even at a lot of them at their best, there's mm-hmm. a few that are like, oh man, this is awesome. But a lot of them at their best, like, it's fine. And I understand the league is trying to make more money because that's another iteration of the jersey that someone might go out and buy,
mm-hmm.
And all these things. But I feel like for the volume of the ways that we put them out in a yearly, you know, every year there's a new one. I don't think that we get enough of them that are great.
Yeah.
To do this in the, like, I feel like, hey man, keep them a couple years, maybe like every year, or maybe this is the way to do it, right? Maybe I'm wrong in this, and you got to
just keep
getting shots up in order to actually hit some.
I just think you have to do a good job with them. Like some of the City Edition uniform, no matter what, I think pretty cool.
Sure,
but you better hit on that because or else it's going to be souring on a lot of people.
Yeah,
you know?
The problem is that they don't hit enough.
They don't hit enough. Their batting average is low
in my personal estimation. So yeah. I don't know if that's like, hey, get them more in the metaphor that you set up, get them more at bats, or if it's just like, hey, we need to limit this. But yeah, the City Edition jerseys don't hit at a high enough clip for me.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Man, I hate one thing. I'll say this first. The one thing I love about the internet sometimes, like, mm-hmm. I like a good laugh,
mm-hmm.
especially if it's mm-hmm. a funny video. I like a good laugh. The The one thing I hate the most, though, is these I don't want to call them fake, but these prank videos where people are trying to bully somebody else or intimidate somebody else, like they're about to take their stuff or like they trying to fight them.
Yeah,
I ran across this video. It was an older guy. It looked like he was in a Walmart or something like that.
Yeah,
he was just minding his business, just getting this little stuff. And somebody came up to him like he was about to take his stuff. And the guy was like, "Hey, man, I see the guy over there with the camera. Like, I'm not in the mood for that."
Good.
And it ended up escalating to the point where the guy was like, "Hey, I could go to the car. We can handle this."
Hey, yo.
Oh, wow. I could go to the car.
He was going to pop the trunk.
There's only one thing in the car.
Exactly.
But
this is my confession. I was looking through some of the comments and people was like, "Man, just leave people alone." Mm-hmm. But it was that one comment that was like, "Both of these people are childish. Why is the guy trying to do all of this?" And it's just material stuff.
Yeah.
Like, dog, sometimes you just leave people alone and it don't have to get there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my man was trying to get some stuff probably for his family to go home. You don't know what people going through. People be stressed out. Nobody got time for these jokes and all that stuff.
No, I'm with you. So many of the videos now, before I even see them, I just think that they're staged. Like everything to me on some of these, like somebody, like a lot of them are like fight videos or, "Hey, he said something to his girl." I saw one of those this morning and the girl did a little whole karate thing on the guy and the boyfriend said, "See, I told you, don't mess with her." And I'm like, come on, that's clearly staged.
Yeah, but I think I'm with you, Fig, on the ones like there's definitely a lot of stage videos that I'm good on. I mean, just kind of the video economy that we have set up is kind of wild. But then also this particular, like, "Hey, you're clearly trying to do content to get money, but like at other people's expenses, like
that are not
going to be cut in on this."
Yeah.
Leave them people alone. If you really want to make content, go come up with something that is, worth creating content on that is not you bothering other people and annoying their lives.
This guy was clearly, he had nothing to do with what they was trying to do and just came up to him like he was about to take his bag and that stuff. It's just like, "Dog, what you doing?" This is the tweet that kind of ticked me off. The guy said, "This is not standing on business. These are immature men on both sides. One playing too much.
Both sides.
One playing too much at his grown age, and the other one willing to throw his life away over a product at a store when thousands of products are manufactured every day. Stop bothering me, man.
Yeah.
Stop bothering me. Stop. Like, we don't need all of that. Just mind your business. I'm getting my stuff. I ain't bothering nobody else." Like, sometimes those type of comments piss me off, man.
Yeah.
Like, you must not live in the real world.
Exactly. I love that people are jealous of CJ Stroud. I love it. That's the biggest compliment that the Texans can get. You know, we opened the show with it. We've talked about it here and there with all the hoopla, uproar, whatever you want to call it, on CJ Stroud's interaction with Caleb Williams. You know, Nick Wright goes nuts, the bozo in Chicago goes nuts, Mike Florio goes nuts.
Keeps calling him bozo, man.
Keep that same energy with Nick Wright.
Yeah, I was like, you noticed that, right?
I'll call Nick a bozo. I have before, I'm guessing. Like all this, they're peers and all. I think at the core of all this is they're feeling threatened and they're jealous because CJ Stroud is it. And they finally found something that they can criticize. This is what happens to the great quarterbacks. People hated Tom Brady, and I'm not saying he's Tom Brady, but people hated Tom Brady for no apparent reason other than he was really good and the Patriots had him. People hate Patrick Mahomes for no other reason other than he's really good and the Chiefs have him. Winning championships.
There's probably some other reasons.
Well, we're not going there.
Tom Brady circumventing the salary cap and things like that.
But by and large, there was a lot of jealousy. And you know what? I love that people are getting jealous of CJ Stroud. That means he's really, really good, and they know it.
I think the other thing, too, I think people have no idea who CJ Stroud really is. Because when you seen that interaction with Caleb Williams midfield, did y'all look surprised at it?
Well, no.
Was this shocking?
No.
like, this is what CJ does.
Absolutely.
Man. I just feel like maybe the mainstream media had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, I think people are starting to get a feeling for who CJ Stroud is. I know that, especially being local, mm-hmm. we get the feeling of like, oh man, we've seen all these various videos, but not everybody is collecting all of the CJ Stroud videos necessarily. Yeah. And some of this has become national, but I think it's easy to forget to like what extent, and they're still figuring out or finding out just like, oh, who CJ is in a full way. Because I'm sure in the Tom Brady environment that you're talking about, right? If somebody's in Boston listening to Boston radio all the time, fairly early in that, they might have gotten an impression of who Tom Brady is. Mm-hmm. We got a more of an impression over time because he was here for a while. I think we're starting to get to the place where, hey, people are starting to learn who CJ is just as a human all the way around as well, as opposed to
I don't think nobody here ever considered that he was little bro-ing CJ.
Nobody.
Or Caleb Williams.
And then I wake up this morning and it's trending number one in sports.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm like, Indy Kalu. I thought it was a good moment. Like, okay, that's a nice little, that's words of encouragement for a rookie.
Yeah.
I didn't look at it like he was little bro-ing them.
No.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Watch this.
Fit, can you help me out with some audio here? I am going to utilize this for my confession because apparently we have the possibility of maybe, just maybe, seeing Tyreek Hill and Noah Lyles race.
Oh, yeah. We do.
Oh, no,
you think it's like Mike Tyson's punch out the old video game? You got to fight everybody to get up to the level of champ.
Hey, you can't take a shot at the title.
Okay,
but I'll let you take a shot at me.
So if he ran against somebody else and he beat him, somebody who you respect and he beat him, would that then qualify him in your mind to race you?
No, you go to the next person.
So we got a lot of levels before he gets to you.
Well, I will say we can't run the 100.
Okay, he said 50 yards.
We could do 60.
60?
We're in talks.
All right, in talks to do 60.
We're in talks.
Okay.
I confess, I think he should make him run the 100.
Go ahead, finish.
Like, hey, man, is it Noah Lyles' thing that he starts a little slow at the blocks? Yeah. And then also Tyree, like the difference between track speed and NFL speed is something else, right? Mm-hmm. And that gets shown over time too, like over a long spell of time or space rather. You'll see that maybe in that quick burst, mm-hmm. but over that 100 meters, even though like that is a sprint, but compared to some of the like speed that the NFL players show, it's not the same. Hey man, don't go down to 60, make him run 100.
Yeah, look, when this first popped, Figgy remembers this, I said he's got no shot, zero shot. I don't care how fast Tyreek is at 100 meters. He might have a shot at 40, but anything over 40, he's got no shot.
So you think at 60 is still a race that is cool?
At 60, he's going to get killed. At 60, Lyles is going to kill him. It's like, you know, like those guys that say, oh, I can beat that boxer, that professional boxer. I'm not even going to say like a big star, like just any good professional boxer. They get destroyed. Yeah. They get destroyed. They might be a good street fighter. They get destroyed, you know?
Yeah, I think he should do the 100 too, man. I ain't gonna lie. I think he should do the 100. Just, you're stepping in his world. That's like if Noah Lyles was sitting here saying, I can run a better route than you, then he should actually run a route.
Yeah.
They shouldn't water it down. No, run a route that I will run and try to do it better.
With that being said, I'll be there. If they go ahead and run that 60, I'll be watching.
I'll be there.
And the 832, don't forget Tyreek ran track too. Yeah, but I mean, it's a different level.
I'm telling you, people.
We're talking literal world-class speed.
Yeah, yeah. It gets to a Noah Lyles trained for this moment.
These guys
Tyreek Hill, he kind of trained like an NFL star.
Again, not to pull that card again, but like I've been on the sideline of NFL games.
Uh-oh. And it moves quick, baby.
And I've also been
I covered their Olympics.
At seven Olympic games.
Oh, there it was.
I covered
it's them. A different kind of speed. They are Maseratis, man. They are Ferraris when they run that 100-meter dash.
Big, you good?
Oh. You got time for another one?
Yeah, go for it.
My the other day, man, I think I might have embarrassed my wife.
Oh.
So I had to go to a work event with her. It was at the 713 hall.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like a little casual event, people mingling around. You got the name tags on and all that stuff. And we were standing by kind of close to the bar where people stand in line. But she was chatting with her coworkers. And somebody came up to me. And I thought she said, hey, you look good. So I'm like, thank you, appreciate it. I went to shake her hand, and she kind of looked at me weird. And then her coworker was like, oh, no, we're not in line.
Oh, God.
So she asked me, are we in line? I thought she said that. I thought she said, you look good.
You're darn right I do.
Yeah. And so I went up to the girl. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I thought you said I look good. I said, thank you. My wife just put her head down.
You shouldn't even gone back to her.
Yeah, that should have just been. Yeah.
No, she I was thought like, you said I look good.
No, because I said thank you. Because clearly she asked, were we standing in line?
Mm-hmm.
And I said thank you.
Yeah, but I think so Lopez is right. You clearing it up. I don't know if that
just
actually.
Just go. Just walk away.
Better.
Everybody got a good laugh out of it.
Okay.
Except for my wife.
Exactly.
She was just like,
she'll be
oh,
all right.
My goodness. But
she'll
be okay. I think I embarrassed her a little bit.
All right, there you go. Some Lunchtime Confessions in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's do a little buy or sell. Previously, we would call it cap or no cap, but you know what? Got a little confusing. What's not confusing is whether we buy or sell these things we'll discuss next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.